The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. Oh, sorry.
We're here. We're back. Is this Financial Coaching Radio?
Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. It's John,
Dalton,
and Brian.
Yeah, I knew he'd have to, like, and Brian.
Well, he was upset his name was last.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Tuesday, August 12th is the date.
You guys are jerks.
Episode 1719. And, of course, all the big news coming up. This is some of the biggest news ever, just off the wire. The Prentice Allstate Heating and Air Coach's Corner begins Saturday, 9 a.m. And then high school football starts Friday, August 22nd. So be prepared. It's going to be a great year.
We should start looking at historical events from whatever the year that the number of the show is. So, like, what happened in the year 1719?
More research.
The publication of Robinson Crusoe. The formation of the Principality of Liechtenstein.
That sounds like a really interesting concept right there. If we ever get up to 1900, we'll be in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I have, it is Taco Tuesday, by the way.
Thanks for the reminder. I should probably do my research.
I have an interesting story to tell.
Oh.
It's about food. It's about Demas's. Demas's restaurant. I went last Sunday to Demas's, and I had their hamburger steak.
Mm.
Everybody always talks about their hamburger steak. I never had it. You know, hamburger steak can be, you know, kind of blah, really.
It can be.
But it not at Demas's. It
no.
was the best hamburger steak I've ever put in my mouth.
It's all about the au jus.
And that's what my daughter said. It's all about the au jus.
I just like saying that word.
And then I had mushrooms on top of it. Really good. Had their salad roll or two. So Monday, I took my son-in-law for his birthday. It was Tuesday, but I wasn't going to be able to be with him on Tuesday. So Monday, I took him out to eat. And I said, where do you want to go? He goes, Demas's. I said, oh, okay. All right. Went back. And you know what? I had a hamburger steak again.
And?
I had eaten so many rolls and so much salad, I couldn't eat it all, but it was delicious. So I put it in a to-go box. This is the fifth time that I've put food in a to-go box. I had also five rolls in there, you know? And I was looking forward to, you know, boy, that'll be a great lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, I put that hamburger steak on the roll.
Oh, yeah, and I left the hamburger steak there.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Didn't know it till I got home. That's the fourth time I've done that. And I know the waitress, we had the same waitress, too. And she goes, boy, that idiot. You know? But, boy, that was the best hamburger steak ever. Now, I had a side of Mexican spaghetti.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. Their Mexican spaghetti is very good.
It is really good. Have you ever had their Mexican spaghetti, Brian?
I have not.
You should. I think you'd like it.
I think
like
you would, too.
Brown butter spaghetti.
I like
their
brown butter
spaghetti.
Yeah,
is good.
That's really good, too.
Their lasagna is probably my favorite thing.
Yeah, and I have never had their lasagna. I'm going to try that next time.
And the blackened chicken pasta, of course, is a classic. Mm-hmm.
That's
probably
one of my favorites.
These days what they're most known for,
maybe.
I'd say.
Also, if you've never had their chicken salad, very good. It comes in a half of a pineapple.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. I also was very pleased with the bill. There were six of us.
Mm.
And I paid for it, and it was $104. And you go, wow, that's really, really good.
For a place like that.
Yeah, it's really,
you know,
really good. That's very reasonable.
Typically, you go to a place like Demas's, you're going to have a much bigger bill than
yeah.
you will from there.
Yeah, so.
17 per person.
Yeah, about. So it was pretty good. Well, I also got some banana pudding in there, too.
Mm. So you had some dessert.
Yeah.
Do you have drinks, too, like cola or
some
tea?
Sweet tea. And,
yeah.
See? So I was very pleased with the price, the service, and the atmosphere. And he doesn't know it, but Rick Insel was sitting at the next table.
Mm.
Mm.
And Matt was there. And I didn't go over and And I didn't want to bother him.
Yeah.
You know.
He's had a pretty good recruiting season, I think. It ought to be pretty good.
But I thought celebrities, food.
What else could you ask for?
It was pretty awesome. So, anyway. I'm still drunk on it, I think. I'll have to tell this story next.
Okay.
I've been eating on some watermelon.
Mm.
Not good, as you can tell. We'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 90 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. And then showers and storms will return Wednesday afternoon, with highs making it into the low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Angels led the Dodgers 7-0 through 7 tonight. Now a couple of L.A. homers in the 8th, and it's 7-4 Angels. Still batting are the L.A. Dodgers, top of the 8th. Shohei Ohtani has hit his 42nd home run of the season. Kyle Schwarber of the Phils hit his 42nd of the year, and Philadelphia's 4-1 victory at Cincinnati. The Yankees, with four solo homers, won 6-2 over Minnesota. Milwaukee won its 10th straight game, 7-1 against Pittsburgh. The Padres lead 4-1, bottom of the 9th. At the Giants. Rays 6-4 leaders at the A's in the top of the 8th inning. Houston edged Boston 7-6. St. Louis sent Colorado to an 8th straight loss 3-2. Wins for Detroit, Kansas City, and Texas, which came back for a 10-inning win over Arizona 7-6. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford missed practice again. He's been out with a bad back. Eagles Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson will have a procedure on his knee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, their virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. You can register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers at MTE or by phone. More at mte.com/annual meeting. Our song of no, well, I'm not ready for that yet. Let me hold off on that. I want to tell you our good neighbor today is Erin Tucker. Today's good neighbor of the day for her professionalism and generosity in dealing with an issue. Erin's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
So the good neighbor of the day, something we do each weekday morning. That's five a week, 20 a month. Boy, we really could use your help. Really, really could use your help. How do you do that? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. Head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two very easy ways that you can submit them. You can even put it in the mail, 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro, 37130. But a way that doesn't cost you 78 cents is to hit us up on the website, and we'll make that special person good neighbor of the day. We need a name, address, phone number, sentence why you want to nominate that person. Doesn't have to be a long paragraph or anything. So let us know. Help us out.
I do want to mention, too, that Comfort Ye Ministry is part of Heartland Baptist Church. What they do is they get walkers and wheelchairs and that kind of thing for people that can't afford them or their insurance doesn't pay for them. And they are having a fall festival, and that's going to be at 307 East Jefferson Pike. And come out. It'll be held at the church on September 27th. From 8 to 4 p.m., 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can go out there, have a good time. They'll have some games. They'll have food and that kind of thing. So
are they raising money for their ministry?
Raising money for their ministry, yeah.
Do they take donations of wheelchairs, or do they try to get them new?
I think they will take donations of wheelchairs. And also, I'm trying to get that on Good Neighbor Events, but I have to talk to the higher-ups about that.
Oh, you can just go through our website to submit a Good Neighbor event.
Isn't that correct? I can, but it's on Messenger, and I don't know how to do that, so...
Well, that's a good plug for Good Neighbor Events. You can just go to our website, right? How do you submit a Good Neighbor event?
You can through the submit section of our website.
I'll have to write all that down.
Or write from the events section.
I'm just plugging it for the listeners so they can put in their own events.
I got you. What else we got? Did you do, have you done the...
It's Song of the Day time, I think.
Well, okay, Song of the Day, we can do that, yeah. It's also a holiday, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's do the Song of the Day. We'll do it a little different. Unexpected duets are this week's. And it's Witchcraft and Love Me Tender, sung by Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley. They switched songs, is what they did. Here's Frank.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled.
Pretty cool, huh?
I think that was done live on Frank Sinatra's show.
Yes, it was, yes, when he got back from the Army. Time for our holiday today. What do we got?
It's National Vinyl Record Day. So go buy yourself a record and listen to some that you got. Steal some from the radio station, John. That's for you.
Vinyl Record Day. I didn't know they had that.
Yes. August the 12th.
I'll go out and buy one today. 624 on the crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Right now, there's this big talk of tariffs. So we start looking at where do all of our suppliers get their product from. Even though we're buying it from, and it looks like it's from an American company, but they're getting it from China. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value. When the prices do go up, we have at least a cushion to work off of. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Families in Hardin County are mourning the loss of two people that drowned in the Tennessee River over the weekend. The scene happened near the area of Wolf Island and River Heights. The Hardin County Fire Department says three adults were swimming when the current carried them into deeper water. One person was rescued by a nearby boat, but the other two people were not able to stay afloat. Officials say both were later recovered by a dive team. The identities of the victims have not been released. Police say a teenage boy died overnight following a shooting in a Spring Hill apartment complex parking lot. The Spring Hill Police Department says it responded to a reported shooting at the Grand Reserve Apartments on Commonwealth Drive around 8:15 last night. Officers discovered a 17-year-old in the parking lot with multiple gunshot wounds. The circumstances around the shooting are unclear. Police have not detailed any suspect information. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
A Lady Vols basketball player is out on bond following an arrest over the weekend. Ruby Whitehorn was arrested in Knox County Friday afternoon, charged with domestic assault and aggravated burglary. This after deputies responded to an altercation at the residence in North Knox County. Whitehorn was arrested on bond Saturday morning. She's set to appear in court on Tuesday. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 27 after the hour. Be careful driving out there today. We got little kiddies going out on the road and trying to get to school today. So be sure that you abide by all laws, lights, signs, and bus stops and bus signs that come out. I always get a little confused. You know, you're in a four-way lane, and the bus puts the sign out. And you know, you're kind of like going, I'm in the left lane. I don't know if I should be in the left lane or not. You know,
and all traffic stops.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Traffic.
Well, no. The reason I mentioned that, I saw there are always videos first day of school or whatnot, and I don't even know where it was from. I think it was Middle Tennessee, but a little girl getting on the bus, her first day to get on the bus. She was going to kindergarten for the first day, and the bus stopped at the bus stop. Her parents were out there. And a car blows by.
Yeah.
And then horns go off, and then the little girl ran to her dad because she was scared.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the problem, because they get scared, and then they're liable to go in either direction that they can. I did have a talk with my grandchildren about cell phones, and I just asked the question, now, what do you do when you forget your basketball uniform or your volleyball uniform, and I have to bring it? How are you going to do that? And they said something like, well, we'll go to Mom, and Mom will call you, like go to the office and have the office call you. Because I had one that left their uniform like three times.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
you know, you mentioned that last week, and I said, well, maybe they get permission from the teacher to go use their phone, but they don't.
I don't think that, so. I think that's probably going to have to be an office thing, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, but I did tell them to find out and see, because that scenario will happen.
Did they have any reaction to this new rule?
No, they were okay with it. I mean, I don't think they had a real problem with it. And usually they remember that they're uniform, so it's before school starts, so they call me. Usually it works out pretty well, but
right.
But sometimes it's like during the day, no, that won't be happening.
So also, I guess there's a new rule about more recess time or more activity time or something. I don't know how they're working that in.
The State Department can ever make up their mind whether they want more recess or less. Because I remember one year you get 20 minutes and that's it, because we want you in the classroom. Now they feel like it's healthier for you to get more recess time. So I'm not really sure, but I think it is. I don't know if it's how enforced it's going to be.
Yeah,
it'll probably keep changing forever.
Yeah,
probably.
So Tennessee enacted a new law this last year requiring elementary schools to provide at least 40 minutes of daily recess per student or for students.
So if you have PE that day, that can count for the 40 minutes. But otherwise, you have to probably go outside with them. So
sounds like it.
Yeah.
Daily unstructured outdoor play, unless there's dangerous weather. So, which makes sense.
That's kind of a bad way to put that, unstructured. But I guess they mean just go out and play, you know, get on the swings and that kind of thing.
That's like compared to like PE or something. Yeah.
Or not going outside to do a science project or whatever.
Right, right. All right, it's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
Boy, my fob is working real good here lately.
Oh, yeah.
By Turner Security.
Sometimes you got to turn it around a couple times.
Well, you showed me a new way. I thought I was told to.
Oh, no, you hold it.
You hold it.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I was ever told that. So I just saw you one day do it, and I went, well, that works out really well. So I thought you rubbed it across, you know, like kind of thing. So anyway, those are our friends at Turner Security. Always helpful. All right. Here we go. August 12th is the day. Here we go. Cecil B. DeMille. No, that's wrong. That's a birthday. Never mind. Let me go here. Christopher Columbus arrives in the Canary Islands on his first voyage to the New World in 1492, which we are celebrating that again.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Mm-hmm. In 1877, Thomas Edison completes the first model for the phonograph, a device that recorded sound onto 10 full cylinders. Or did he? There's always...
Yeah, there's controversy.
Yeah. In 1908, Henry Ford's company builds the first Model T car. 1927, Wings, one of the only two silent films, the other being The Artist in 2011, to win an Oscar for Best Picture. 1930, Clarence Birdseye is granted a patent for method for quick freezing food. Do they still have Birdseye food frozen?
They do.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1955, the U.S. President Eisenhower raises minimum wage from 75 cents to $1 an hour.
Hey, honestly, that's a pretty big jump. That's like 30%.
That's what you make now.
But I was going to say, is that the current?
No, that's not the current.
According to WGNS Radio, it is.
1991, heavy metal band Metallica released their fifth album, Metallica. It debuts at number one on the Billboard 2000 chart. 1999, Shakira records her first live album in New York City titled MTV Unplugged. That's beautiful, isn't it?
If I understood what she was saying.
Beautiful song. Coming up is Rewind with Brandon Brooks. Stand by with more from the Wake Up Crew at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
1, 2.
August 12th, 1966.
Let me tell you how it will be.
The Beatles began the U.S. leg of their last tour, playing a date at the International Amphitheater in Chicago.
By my side.
This date in 1982.
Whenever there's a fight, so hungry people can eat.
Legendary actor Henry Fonda.
I'll be there.
Died of heart disease at 77.
I guess I'd be delighted to have you abuse my daughter under my own roof.
And this date in 1988.
Welcome, Jesus.
The opening of the movie The Last Temptation of Christ.
Jesus.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 90 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. And then showers and storms will return Wednesday afternoon, with highs making it into the low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. Certain areas coming down I-24 in Coffee County. Some in Rutherford are having to deal with some rain showers and thunderstorms. Be careful. Lots of school buses out here, more than it was the last week or so. As traffic cranks up now on 65 down through Millersville, it's trying to build I-40 westbound through Hermitage. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County, especially this time of the morning. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken, new items on the menu. Check them out today when you order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Air Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Patronize our local family businesses. That helps our community. The Parkinson Support Group meets every first and third Friday of each month at the St. Clair Senior Center. That's the first and third Fridays. We're in the final weekend for two great plays. Sweeney Todd wraps up Saturday night at the Art Center of Cannon County. And here in Murfreesboro, The Odd Couple continues through this Sunday at the Center for the Arts on West College, just off the square. And that's the female version, sort of a twist. Want to remind you, the Murfreesboro Police Department's Teen Citizens Police Academy will be August 19th through September 23rd. Get with Lieutenant Jason Higgins at the Murfreesboro Police Department. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We are always looking to purchase pre-owned Rolexes, so bring them by if you're willing to sell. Rolexes through the years have kept their value, so if you purchased a Rolex, you know, 10 years ago, it probably still has the same value. So if you want to cash that in, come here to Bell Jewelers and we will buy it from you. We are always looking to purchase pre-owned Rolexes, so bring them by if you're willing to sell. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Going to be another hot one out there today. High about, what, mid-90s, something like that?
Going to feel like almost 100.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that. It makes me feel a lot worse. Well, guess who's back, Dalton?
He's back. He's raring. He's ready to go.
He's had almost, well, he's done one joke in about 10 days.
Mm.
So, you know how it helps when a pitcher doesn't pitch for a while?
We're going to see.
Sometimes he's a little rusty, or sometimes he pitches a no-hitter. So we'll see what this one's going to be.
Well, today, our joke comes from the Toots on Broad Street sign.
So he's copping out again.
Yeah,
all right, whatever.
Okay.
No, I mean...
One out of 11 days. Okay.
I take anywhere that... I use Toots on Broad as a resource because they have some good jokes.
Well, guys, now we can't rate it poorly because they're a sponsor.
No.
You know, I broke up with the gym.
Really?
Yeah, we just weren't working out.
And I would have, but I have to give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs
here it's
up, Toots.
Toots.
Way to go, Toots. That wasn't Brian Barrett's, that was Toots.
But see, it's Toots in the gym working out. Don't work out. Come to Toots and eat chicken.
Good food and fun.
Mmm.
641.
CBS News Brief. Washingtonians are debating President Trump's takeover of the D.C. Police Department in the name of fighting crime. Among those opposed, Mayor Muriel Bowser.
I think I speak for all Americans. We don't
believe or believe it's legal to use the American military against American citizens on American soil.
Motive under investigation after police in Texas say a gunman opened fire in a parking lot outside a Target store and killed three people, including a child. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Austin.
The shooting happened during the peak of back-to-school shopping, since many of the Austin area schools start this week. Now, the police chief says the suspect is a 32-year-old man with a criminal record.
Police say he stole two cars and crashed one before they caught up with him. At 12 minutes past midnight.
Oh, my. Wait, it says the life of a showgirl. What is this?
Fans got confirmation Taylor Swift would be releasing her 12th studio album. She hasn't announced the date yet. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Rutherford County students are adjusting to a major change this school year, a new cell phone policy requiring devices to be put away for the entire school day. County Schools Chief Communications Officer James Evans explained the rule aligns with a new Tennessee law affecting all districts. But Rutherford County has extended the ban beyond instructional time to include lunch and passing periods. While some students worry about communication and mental health impacts, educators report calmer classrooms. Parents and lawmakers have voiced concerns about emergency contact, but the law allows phone use in urgent situations. The policy expands an existing classroom ban that's been in place since 2022. While schools adapt to new routines, the community also paused to celebrate a milestone for the Child Advocacy Center. On Monday, August the 11th, the Child Advocacy Center marked its 25th year of service to children and families in Rutherford and Cannon counties. The celebration, held at the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, honored the center's work over 50,000 individuals since 2000, including prevention training for more than 17,000 adults. Executive Director Sharon D. Boer was recognized for her leadership since the organization's founding. Alongside remarks from Rutherford County, Mayor Joe Carr, Survivor Evan Stone, and Murfreesboro City Schools Director Dr. Trey Duke, the Child Advocacy Center continues its mission to protect children through strong partnerships, trained professionals, and dedicated community support. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you already listen. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted partner for high-quality printing with fast turnaround and unbeatable service.
We love to do stuff for the community, for churches, for schools, for nonprofits. We love to get involved with them and partner with them every time we can.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
People know my name, they have my cell phone number, and they can be confident that we'll make sure it gets done right.
Visit PrintworksTN.com. Franklin's Printworks, print local, print with confidence.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. One man has died, four others injured following a five-car pileup on Highway 385 west of Riverdale Road outside of Memphis. Police say it happened just after 1 a.m. Sunday. Lanes on both the east and westbound sides of the highway were closed. Police say it started with a two-vehicle accident that left both of those cars disabled. Then several other cars crashed into the scene, leading to a chain reaction. One of those vehicles also hit a man who was standing near the scene. The four other injuries are believed to be non-critical. A Chattanooga school safety officer is in custody following a domestic incident over the weekend. WTBC reports Brittany King was arrested on the front porch of her home following an argument with another person. During the arrest, King reportedly told police she was a, quote, fellow officer several times. King slipped out of her handcuffs and slammed into the partition of the arresting officer's car, according to reports. A deputy confirmed she was not a police officer or SRO, but in fact a school security officer. King faces charges of domestic assault and impersonating a police officer.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
The Murfreesboro Kiwanis Club has teamed up with local nonprofit Archie's Promise to bring hygiene vending machines to their local schools. The machines are stocked with essentials like deodorant, toothpaste, and hygiene products free of charge for students who need them. By placing these machines in schools and allowing discreet access, the initiative helps to remove the stigma that can come with asking for help. Will Lovely, Access Tennessee News.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. And, you know, I had a dad joke today, but I'm going to save it. It was pretty good.
You're going to save it?
I'm going to save it because I didn't want to put you down with you coming back from, you know, then you just borrowed from one. So,
Well, that's kinda where they all come from. I mean, you borrowed that one from somewhere, right?
I saw it off the internet.
Okay. I saw mine off a sign.
Oh, so you're saying
same difference.
There's no originality at all.
Yeah, now, had you not talked about how it was Toots and we could have just rated it as a joke, but instead there was that extra added pressure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought it was great because you're talking about a gym and working out.
I just think it's an easy way to get a thumbs up is what I'm saying.
I would have given that joke a thumbs down had it not been from Toots, but because it was from Toots, my arm was twisted.
And I think
I'll say it.
I think you
used it as a device to get a thumbs up, is what
no,
I think.
I've taken and turned over a new leaf. I'm just going to block you all out.
Okay, so if you get three thumbs down in a row, then you're
I'm just going to keep plugging forward. I can only be the best that I can be to someone. Someone will like it, even if you two don't.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel guilty.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I think I feel guilty, but I actually don't.
You were talking earlier, and I don't want to take your thunder away, but you were talking about the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
And 20 years together.
That's what surprised me.
So that makes them 40 years old?
I guess.
Oh, they were babies.
They were very
probably
young.
Like 35, yeah. I guess, something yeah, like that. And they've all kind of had separate solo careers.
I saw the cover of their first album, and the youngest was, like, really little, probably 10 or so.
The oldest Jonas brother, Kevin, is 37 years old.
Okay.
So he's 37, the middle is 35, and the youngest is 32.
Who's the youngest? Nick.
Nick. Yeah. And then
so
Joe in the middle.
They started 20 years ago. The youngest would have been 12, right? If he's 32?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, 32.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a new album. You said they had a new album, and you heard them on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I heard them on my phone. They were on the Today Show.
New album is blue. That's really been the neat thing, I guess, with vinyl. They're not just black.
They're colored. Yeah, I've got a few of those, actually. My soundtrack to Batman 1989 is purple and green.
My Elvis Presley Moody Blue album is blue.
I think that Batman album was one of the first to use a different color vinyl press.
Well, mine's not an original. It's like a new.
But, I mean, they did it back in that day, too.
And Elvis did it.
Elvis Moody Blue album was blue. And the funny thing about it is, they also made some copies in black vinyl, and the black vinyl is worth a lot of money if you have a Moody Blue black album instead of the blue.
Because it was so rare,
I guess. Yeah, they didn't produce very many of them. But my point is, they wanted to put Stayin' Alive in their album, the song from the Bee Gees,
mm-hmm.
and they had to go to Barry Gibb and ask permission if they could do Stayin' Alive. And he told him, yeah, said because his kids... He'd taken his kids to some concerts and stuff.
Oh, I see.
And so he really liked them. So he said, yeah, go ahead. So
they have songs that they grew up singing, I think, and maybe that was part of the reason why they wanted to do Stayin' Alive. They've got some new things that they've never had released, I think, on this new album or something.
So anyway, that's Jonas Brothers news. See, we keep it all up to date, don't we?
Oh,
I mean... Nobody's got anything on us. Okay, it's time to celebrate some birthdays today.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, it's August 12th, and as I said earlier this morning, it's Cecil B. DeMille's birthday. He died in 1959. He was an American filmmaker born in 1881. Director of the Ten Commandments, which you're hearing in the background there.
Let my people go.
I don't know if he said it like that.
Or sounded like that.
No, I think it was, let my people go. Kind of like Charlton Heston. Yeah. 1910, Jane Wyatt, American actress. She was in Father Knows Best.
Robert Young. And Jane Wyatt. With Eleanor Donahue, Billy Gray, and Lauren Chapin in Father Knows Best.
1927, Porter Wagoner, American country singer who discovered Dolly Parton.
Money can't buy back your youth when you're old.
Wow. I love the words to country songs. Money can't buy back when you're old. 1929, Buck Owens, Sherman, Texas country singer.
Life's gonna live here again. Life's gonna live here.
1939, George Hamilton, American actor. 1954, Sam J. Jones, American actor. He was in Flash Gordon. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
That is a good movie.
It is very fun.
Yeah. That's a good one to go. If you could see it, the theater would be even better. Pete Sampras has a birthday in 1971, and Casey Affleck in 1975. Local birthdays, Lisa Weaver, Bill Weitzel, David Edwards, Danielle Lever. They all have birthdays here on News Radio WGNS today.
And you can get some more into us. Call or text 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com so we can get them on the air.
And we're going to be back. Guess what? We've got more to come. And we're going to get to news time at 7 o'clock with CBS.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to take our first look at the weather. Join Brian, John, and Dalton all morning long here on The Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 90 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. And then showers and storms will return Wednesday afternoon, with highs making it into the low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register now to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
Good morning. We're still dodging a few rain showers coming down certain sections of the high 24 this morning, coming in from Coffee County throughout certain sections of Rutherford County as this rain moves through parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. As it starts a little bit heavier on I-40 and through the Mount Juliet area, all that traffic starting to load up out of Wilson County, headed towards the Hermitage area. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe.
Oh, the Dunder Mifflin crew. How we miss you.
Okay, nobody panic.
Thank you, Dwight. The Office was one of the most beloved comedies of the 2000s, and now we're going back.
What? Where's the funny? Give it to me.
Sort of.
I love it. I really hope people love it, too.
There's Domhnall Gleeson, who stars in The Paper, the new Office spinoff that hits Peacock this fall. It's set in the Office world, but Domhnall told me, don't expect an Office rehash.
It's a totally new set of characters. It's not like we're doing a remake or a reboot or anything like that.
Although we will see Oscar Nunez show up. Other than that,
we'll have our own vibe. It'll take a while, I'm sure, for people to get used to that, but I think they've made something really special.
The Paper is out September 4th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. Had a good morning, haven't we, guys?
Not so bad.
You know, I was hoping for, oh, it was great. No, but that's okay. Erin Tucker is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her professionalism and generosity in dealing with an issue. Erin's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Over to the family at News Radio WGNS.
And if you want to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, text that word, neighbor, to 615-893-1450 to nominate them. You can get your birthdays into us. Very similar process, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And we're giving away some delicious banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue coming up here around 8 a.m.
Want to remind you about the Wake Up Crew brought to you by the news. Our friends at SysCorp Computer Services. In healthcare, every second counts, and they can ensure secure, dependable IT, allowing the medical staff to concentrate on patient care instead of technical issues. Find out more at sys-corp.net. That's sys-corp.net.
Coming up, the news from CBS. Our time is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deadly gunfire at Target.
Three people shot inside the parking lot.
Fatal steel plant blast.
There's lots to be investigated.
Trump envisions Ukraine deal.
There'll be some land swapping for the good of Ukraine. Also, some bad stuff.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A suspect's in custody after police say he fled the scene of a shooting in a Target parking lot in Austin, Texas. Three people were shot and killed, including a child. CBS's Omar Villafranca has details.
We seen the first body on the ground, and then all the police started swarming in. It was just chaos.
The call to police came at around 2 p.m. Reports of shots fired from the parking lot. Three victims, two adults and one child.
Two of those were pronounced on scene. One was transported to a local hospital where they were pronounced at the hospital.
Police say they spotted the suspect as he carjacked the vehicle of one of his victims and fled. They allege he then crashed that stolen vehicle in an office parking lot about a mile and a half away. Investigators say he then hijacked a nearby Volkswagen, injuring that driver, and tried to escape again before being stopped by police.
He was then found by Austin PD, where he was taken into custody after a tasing.
Target said they are devastated by the violence that occurred.
There's an investigation at a U.S. steel plant outside Pittsburgh. CBS's Meg Oliver reports two people died after several explosions there. Five others are in critical condition.
It did shake my house.
The thick smoke could be seen for miles.
Our door blew open.
Inside, charred rubble, twisted metal, and remnants of concrete and brick littered the ground.
There's possible entrapment under the rubble.
39-year-old Timothy Quinn was killed in the blast.
He was just probably one of the best co-workers I ever had.
A second person also died, but has not been identified. At least 10 others were hurt and taken to nearby hospitals. The cause of the explosions are still under investigation. Sources tell our CBS Pittsburgh station the blast happened in the reversing room, which regulates the massive ovens in the plant.
Now to Washington, D.C., where protesters expressed anger over President Trump's move to send in hundreds of National Guard troops and take control of the city's police force. The president called it a crackdown on crime and homelessness. Figures indicate crime has been falling in D.C. since the pandemic. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It's not a state, so he has control of the National Guard, so he can call them up unilaterally. He's the only one who can call up the D.C. National Guard, and he has unique capacity to federalize the 4,000-member Metropolitan Police Department. If they want it more than 30 days, they need some form of congressional approval. That seems to be a tall task, if possible at all.
President Trump says his Friday meeting with Vladimir Putin is an effort to see if the Russian president is serious about peace in Ukraine. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Trump said he's not sure how it will end.
And I may say, lots of luck, keep fighting, or I may say we can make a deal.
But Trump said it won't take long to figure it out.
Probably in the first 2 minutes, I'll know exactly whether or not a deal can be made.
How will you know that?
Because that's what I do. I make deals.
The president was clear about his frustration toward Putin.
I believe he wants to get it over with. Now, I've said that a few times, and I've been disappointed.
While defending Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky not being involved in this Friday's talks.
He's gone to a lot of meetings. You know, he's been there for 3.5 years. Nothing happened.
Trump once again said there would be some land swaps, as Russia insists it will retain the territory it has occupied since the war started.
It's very complex, because you have lines that are very uneven. There'll be some swapping. There'll be some changes in land.
Zelensky has pushed back on that, and so have European allies.
The New York Times reports Harvard University and the Trump administration are nearing a potentially landmark legal settlement that would see Harvard agree to spend $500 million over several years in exchange for the restoration of billions of dollars in federal research funding. That's more than double what Columbia University agreed to pay in an agreement last month, 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
President Trump has extended a trade truce with China for another 90 days, just as a first 90-day extension was running out. Beijing announced a similar tariff pause. CBS News Asia correspondent Anna Korin.
Obviously, there is still plenty to discuss. Some of the issues that they had with China was the purchase of Iranian and Russian oil. So this is obviously a sticking point.
President Trump has nominated conservative economist E.J. Antoni of the Heritage Foundation to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Trump, without evidence, accused the commissioner he fired earlier this month of rigging jobs data for political reasons. Well, school district officials have released text messages, personnel files, and student records of the shooter from the 2022 attack at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. CBS's Matt Piper says it ends a long legal battle over the material.
There are thousands of pages of documents, from text messages to emails, between school officials the day of and the days after the shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The records include emails to and from at least two school police officers who were on the scene. More than an hour after the shooting began, a text to former Uvalde School's Police Chief Pete Arredondo asked if any students were injured or taken to the hospital, and asked if the district can lift the secure status on the school. At that point, the shooter had still not been taken down.
A court filing says musicians Daryl Hall and John Oates have resolved their dispute over a Hall & Oates business partnership through arbitration. The filing by Hall's attorneys indicates the estranged duo reached a private ending after details of the rift between the two went public in court documents after Hall sued Oates 2 years ago. Fans of a big-name music superstar will have some new songs to learn.
Taylor Swift's revealed a whole new era on her boyfriend's New Heights podcast.
So I wanted to show you something.
What do we got?
We got
briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it. What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Travis and Jason Kelce cheered her on. Fans are pumped too.
Oh my God. CBS 12. We knew it.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 90 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. And then showers and storms will return Wednesday afternoon, with highs making it into the low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 75.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting to get a little bit heavier out here on 65 southbound, traveling down through the Madison area all the way there to Trinity Lane. Lots of school buses out here throughout parts of Middle Tennessee as it starts to crank up with more volume. Here we go, 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic building in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 headed towards Davidson County. When you need dependable towing for a car, big truck, no matter what county you live in, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Car Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
Call it to you 27 and a half.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's gonna be a lovely day.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS. Brian, John, Dalton, we're all here on a Tuesday morning.
When the day that lies ahead of me.
Oh, he's ducking again. He's ducking the music again.
Why not? We like ducking. Quack, quack. It is Tuesday morning. It's August the 12th. It is episode 1719 of the Wake Up Crew. And first full week of school. And that means we're 2 weeks away from football season. So this Saturday morning, we debut the 32nd year of the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And we'll be talking about...
It's my favorite show of the year.
The upcoming games that are coming up. Yeah. Favorite show?
The first one's your favorite?
Yeah, all the coaches are in such good moods.
That's true. I like about halfway through, once they're kind of used to coming up, I feel like they relax a little bit.
Yeah, but the first show, they don't have the pressure of...
Nobody's lost yet.
Nobody's lost, yeah. Everybody's a winner.
And we will talk to two new coaches this year. Rockville and Laverne. So we'll have some new coaches coming in. James Counts. Yeah.
He's got a big old beard.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video.
He's got, I mean, it's a long
yeah,
beard.
He's, yeah.
He may have shaved it for the new job. I don't know. I just saw when he got hired, they put out a video with him. And he had a real long beard.
Yeah. And Chris Johnson at Laverne. So they got a lot of new coaches at Laverne, a lot of big things happening.
Say, Laverne got a new field, don't they? Do they have that yet?
I don't know, honestly.
I heard that they were.
I know they were in the process.
Yeah.
I know they're building a 3-story addition there.
Yeah.
Crazy. But, that gets underway this week. The high school football season begins on the 22nd. I can tell you that it's the return of the Friday Night Thunder postgame show after we go off the air.
And we've been waiting on that.
We'll have an hour of scores and, you know, conversation about games in the area. That's one thing that it's hard to put together and hard to do, but this is people who go to a game, get in their car, they'd like to hear what happened at other places, other games, and listen on the way home. So you'll have that chance. Again this year. Court Steele is going to host that.
Oh.
The show, when Dennis Weaver passed away, of course, they kind of consolidated it, ended that show, but been talking with my friend Josh down in Manchester, who now not only owns Thunder Radio, but three other radio stations, and it's a way for them to kind of bring all of that together, and wanted to know if we wanted to participate again. I said, yes, sir.
That's always when I was a producer, I hated that show, but it's a fun show. I hated it because you get done with that football game and you're like, yes, I'm done. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And so you kind of hope that the game would run a little long.
It's more money.
Sure.
Because you're there. You're here longer.
And it makes the time commitment more consistent for a producer. So you know how much you're going to – you know when your shift is going to end, whereas you don't during a football game, but it's still
– It will go till 10:30. So
I remember sitting at that board and I'm just like propping myself up, trying not to fall asleep during football.
Well, that got the crowd excited about the upcoming season.
Well, and it's I think it would be different these days.
Well, you have a 9 o'clock start on Saturday morning too. When you did it, you had an 8 o'clock start, and you had to do some of them. So.
And then I was here till like 11:30 on Sunday nights. So I had like a late night and early morning, and then church Sunday was an early morning, and then another late night.
It's kind of like a graveyard shift.
And then towards the end of my time here, when I was working, I had another 7 a.m. start on Mondays. So it was just like a. It was brutal.
He almost talks like when he was working here. When did he ever stop?
Well, when I was here, I mean, I was essentially
as a producer only.
I was here at 30 hours a week, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Don't do as much anymore. But that was.
So I'm taking it when you're talking and you've done this off air, you're talking about things we're going to do on the show and everything. I'm assuming he's back.
Maybe that's my negotiation. We get to do the thing that we've talked about. Maybe that's it. If I get to do that, I'll be here.
Let's quickly change gears here and give you your song of the day. How about...
he avoids it completely, doesn't he?
Unexpected duets.
He does.
Completely.
He does. It just washes it away.
Today's unexpected duet actually happened on the Frank Sinatra Show when Elvis Presley got back from the Army.
I come hither stare.
Snapping.
So that's, you know, Love Me Tender, Witchcraft. They switched who sang which song. I'm not sure if this was ever recorded, but it's...
Oh, yeah. It's on video. Everything.
Well, I mean, was it recorded, a studio recording of it, or is this live?
No. Yeah. Live.
And that's what I found with some of the things that are unexpected duets. They just kind of happened. You know, there's one later on in the week that happened at, you know, on CMA.
Well, it's lucky they even have the video still of it. Yeah. I mean, you know, still have, you know, they didn't keep a lot of that stuff.
And we'll get to some that were recorded.
I'm still waiting on Paul McCartney, Kanye West, but I don't think it's going to make
David
the cut.
David Bowie and Bing Crosby definitely did a record because I have that record.
That's thing people don't talk about, like collab albums, you know, people doing records together and stuff.
I thought you were going to say Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
No.
Which, that's not this week.
Which, that's not expected. That's unexpected. But I think more unexpected might be Paul McCartney and Kanye West.
But that hasn't even happened.
No, it did. It was like 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
To 2016, I think.
Yeah, he was only 70.
Yeah.
At the time.
It was a song for Kanye West's daughter after his mom died. Paul McCartney worked on it with him.
Oh, wow.
It was funny when that... I remember when that happened because I liked the Beatles, and so I knew of Paul McCartney. But most people my age had no idea who Paul McCartney was. And so people kept talking about how Kanye West was going to put this Paul McCartney guy on the map. Like, look at this. Look at this artist no one knows of. He's about to be put on the map. It was very funny.
Paul has stayed relevant that way, though.
Yes, he has.
Well, we are going to come back. It's Tuesday, so we have a lot of food talk ahead on Taco Tuesday. But here's sports now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Angels led the Dodgers 7-0 through 7 tonight. Now a couple of L.A. homers in the 8th, and it's 7-4 Angels. Still batting are the L.A. Dodgers, top of the 8th. Shohei Ohtani has hit his 42nd home run of the season. Kyle Schwarber of the Phils hit his 42nd of the year, and Philadelphia's 4-1 victory at Cincinnati. The Yankees, with 4 solo homers, won 6-2 over Minnesota. Milwaukee won its 10th straight game, 7-1 against Pittsburgh. The Padres lead 4-1, bottom of the 9th. That the Giants raise 6-4 leaders at the A's in the top of the 8th inning. Houston edged Boston 7-6. St. Louis sent Colorado to an 8th straight loss 3-2. Wins for Detroit, Kansas City, and Texas, which came back for a 10-inning win over Arizona 7-6. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford missed practice again. He's been out with a bad back. Eagles Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson will have a procedure on his knee.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you, Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation, and remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When you turn to Turner Security,
Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the good neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22 Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, wherever you might be listening, on the way to work, on the way to taking the kiddos to school, maybe even on the way home from work. If you've got that graveyard shift, glad you're along with us here this morning on a Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Got a lot of restaurant news. The original Rainbow Cone ice cream shop will be opening up out in the Clary Park area next to the new Bona Beef.
I saw, is that open?
It's close.
Okay. I saw some cars in the parking lot there the other day, and I thought maybe it's, they had a banner, but I couldn't read it. I was too far away. I'm excited to try that. The only place in Clary Park I haven't been yet, unless the beef place is open, but is, I have not been to Firebirds, but I've talked to a lot of people who have been, and it is apparently very, very good.
It is. I've had takeout from there.
Okay. It's a little pricey.
Yeah.
But, and then, of course, Drake's is very good. It's the only place you can get a burger and sushi together. Their sushi's pretty good. And then Neighbors is real, real good and very reasonably priced. So
there is going to be a new City Barbecue. And it's going to be almost 3,000 square feet right next to the recently announced Bubba's 33. So two big restaurants coming where the YMCA used to be. ML Rose is going to Medical Center Parkway where Cajun Steamer used to be. Mm-hmm. They were going to come, I think, South Church Street or near Costco. Yeah. And then kind of nixed that plan because this space opened up on Medical Center.
That's a pretty good location, too, that Cajun Steamer.
Yeah. They've got craft burgers, sandwiches, salads, wings, that kind of thing. Queso Tio on Veterans Parkway opening up.
John, did you hear that?
Another Mexican
restaurant. A new
Mexican
restaurant is opening. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I'm shocked that there's a new Mexican restaurant opening.
Something that is kind of interesting. Aloha Express Hawaiian Barbecue on Old Fort Parkway.
See, that's what we need. Something different. It'll be closed in a year. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know that.
And Hawaiian Bros Island Grill on Clary Park.
Oh, between two Hawaiians.
Whataburger and Cava.
Where was the Hawaiian restaurant?
Are we the eating capital of the world?
Yes. Seems okay. That way.
There used to be a Hawaiian restaurant here. There's like a chain. I think there's a little...
It had something to do with chicken. It was in Smyrna.
Yeah.
We went a few times.
Yeah, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was like fast food kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Omni Hut was Hawaiian food. It was closed.
Jagger's, which is owned by Texas Roadhouse, is also planning to be where Bubba's 33 is. So that's three restaurants. Right there at Thompson Lane across from the Walmart.
I tried a new teriyaki place the other day. It's kind of a fast food little place off of Franklin Road.
I heard about it.
Pretty good. It's the teriyaki steak's good, and You can get all kinds of different little flavors. It's pretty good.
For our Smyrna friends, unfortunately, Subculture Cafe has closed.
Oh, man.
So.
But is Substation 2 still open?
It is.
Oh, that's all I need about Smyrna.
According to this list that I just found of the restaurant, the cities with the fastest restaurant growth, it's Las Vegas, Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee at number 3, and I'd assume we're probably feeding some of that. Tampa, Florida at number 2, and then Atlanta, Georgia as number 1 on that list. So we're the Nashville area at least. It doesn't have any other like elaboration. It just has like the population information. But I would assume we're probably feeding some of that information, and that is from nationalrestaurantnews.com. So,
building a new Wendy's on Church Street.
Oh yeah, it's got to be really close to opening too.
It's getting there.
I feel like they've had the building done for like 6 months.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Didn't we eat at Thai Pattaya? Pattaya? P-A-T-T-A-Y-A?
Thai Pattaya?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that the one
on Broad Street?
On Broad Street.
Jackson Heights, I think.
We did once.
Okay.
Several years ago.
Well, it's closed. Mm. Along with Scoopies.
Aren't they putting like some kind of like mechanic shop in Jackson Heights?
I think so, and they've opened up a Mexican grocery store.
Mm-hmm. I knew that, but I think that other end of Jackson Heights, like from the middle down where Scoopy's and that, I think they're turning that all into kind of like a multi-bay, pretty big mechanic shop is what I've heard. And I could be wrong about that.
Wow, or an auto parts maybe.
Something like that, because they'll have a warehouse there for the parts, but then they'll also be able to work on your car there. So.
Yeah, so...
But that's, the other end, I think, is staying unchanged from like that middle with the overhang from there down. I think it's kind of going to remain. And that that Mexican store, it's also a restaurant. You can sit down and eat there.
I didn't know it was a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. They've got chairs and tables and stuff. You can order tacos and that kind of thing.
Another Mexican restaurant.
Yes. No. But this one you can shop at. It's like Cracker Barrel, but for Mexican food.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah. Kind of a full grocery. So more Taco Tuesday coming up, but now we take a break at 7:28.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We came to the Villages to see about a workshop we were doing, and they were so nice and so much fun. And then Hope took us on a tour, and I went into an apartment, and I said, I'm going to move here. Within a couple of months, I had sold my house and moved in the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register now to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've already made it to 7:30, rushing right along through a Tuesday Wake Up Crew.
Well, we have a short list of birthdays, but we could use a few more. Lisa Weaver has a birthday today. Bill Weissel, David Edwards, and Danielle Lever all have birthdays on News Radio WGNS today.
And if you want to get those more to us that John was talking about, it is your last chance. So get them in now. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That is the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize. So get them in.
Well, we're going to continue the Wake Up Crew. This traffic news weather update brought to you by SysCorp Computer Services. Struggling with tech headaches? SysCorp Computer Services offers responsible, family-friendly data backup, cybersecurity. They can work with your business, your home, whatever you might need in terms of IT and computers. Sys-corp.net.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 90 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. And then showers and storms will return Wednesday afternoon, with highs making it into the low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. A little bit heavier than it was a few minutes ago on 65 northbound, working your way up through Spring Hill. All that traffic coming up through that southern portion of Williamson County right now as it continues to pick up with more volume. 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. So far, so good up through there right now. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 wonderful Google reviews. Check out their website or give them a call at Stein Dental Care in Nashville at area code 615-540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In Wilson County, advanced technology played a key role in capturing a suspect with a lengthy criminal record. On Saturday afternoon, Mount Juliet Guardian Shield license plate readers alerted officers to a Ford Escape displaying a stolen tag, taken just one day earlier in Williamson County. The alert came as the SUV exited onto Belinda Parkway. Officers quickly located the vehicle near Providence Trail, where the driver fled on foot before being apprehended. The 54-year-old Nashville man was found in possession of crack cocaine, driving on a revoked license, and wanted in three counties for multiple felony warrants, including theft, forgery, and mail theft. Mount Juliet police credited both the technology and swift officer response for preventing potential crimes in the community. Meanwhile, in Antioch, authorities are investigating a deadly head-on collision on Bell Road early Sunday morning that claimed the life of 37-year-old Raquel Lorena Sabria Barajas. She was the passenger of a Nissan Rogue when a westbound Maserati SQ4, driven by 36-year-old Julio Cesar Herrera Gonzalez, crossed into the eastbound lane, striking the Nissan head-on. Sabrina passed away at the scene, while the Nissan driver sustained life-threatening injuries and remains hospitalized. Gonzalez suffered minor injuries but shows signs of impairment. According to Metro Police, he faces charges including vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, DUI, and driving without a license. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories in a quick yet digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays, and if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 on a Taco Tuesday. Snack food report, of course, coming up here in just a second. A couple of little quick hits here on some interesting things. Heinz Ketchup has released a new smoothie at Smoothie King. It has ketchup.
Interesting.
Select locations. This is what's in it. Heinz Simply Ketchup with acai, sorbet, apple juice, strawberries, and raspberries.
That sounds disgusting.
Sweet meat savory, tomato tingled, tomato tinged smoothie. That's what it means. So.
Yeah. Nah.
Doesn't sound appetizing, does it? And we now have the answers to a long time McDonald's mystery.
There was a long time McDonald's mystery?
Yes. What is Grimace?
Mm.
The big purple blob.
Yes.
What do you think Grimace is, or
a moldy cheese curd?
No moldy cheese curd. No guess from you. Grimace is a taste bud.
My taste buds aren't purple.
For decades, customers have speculated about what the character was supposed to be, with some theorizing that the purple personality was intended to represent a milkshake. A lot of cryptic comments about Grimace's identity over the years, but they revealed this week that he is indeed a taste bud.
I don't even remember it. I don't even.
You don't remember Grimace?
Mm-mm. No.
You had Ronald.
I think those
you had
were
the
more
fry guy.
Like 80s, 90s. They really brought those back.
Yeah.
So I remember.
He tried to make a comeback a few years ago, I think.
Oh, and he did. That Grimace shake was a hit. So yeah. Much so that they're rolling out another new shake that we'll talk about on the Snack Food Report.
Mm. Do you have time for the Snack Food Report?
I don't. I've got a little bit of stuff. Okay. One thing I want to talk about, I had Hangry Cho's Hot Chicken this week for the second time. Last time, I don't think I talked about it on the air. And it really scratches that itch that was left by Party Foul when Party Foul closed down. Mm. So if you're a hot chicken person, Hangry Cho's, it's on Medical Center behind that new Busy Bee Mart or whatever. It's very good.
I'm out.
They've got lower. They've got even like no spice.
Mm.
So they've got one that's so spicy you have to sign a waiver to eat it.
Oh, wow.
So
would you do that?
No.
I wouldn't either, I don't think. Their hot is just like right. I got to be in a mood for it. But their hot is really, really hot. Their medium is tolerable for me. But they've got a mild. And then they've got one that doesn't even have seasoning on it. But
okay. I can do that.
Just give me some of the old Colonel recipe.
Well, let's find out what that milkshake is all about.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Well, here we go. We're going to kick it off with Chick-fil-A's fall menu starting August the 18th. Their new Pretzel Cheddar Club sandwich. Not your sandwich comes back in the summer. It's a summer sandwich.
I thought it was a fall sandwich.
I don't think so. I think it's summer. Anyway, they can have that in original, spicy, or grilled. It's on a pretzel bun.
Yeah.
And it's got a cheddar cheese bacon on that.
Yeah, man.
They also have a new creamy Dijon mustard, Chick-fil-A sauce flavored potato chips, several new drinks, including cherry berry Sprite, cherry berry lemonade, cherry berry sundae, and cherry berry frosted lemonade. You can get all of those here soon. And this is a weird one to include on the Snack Food Report, but I am. Febreze Air Mist Air Freshener in several new scents, including baked cinnamon apple, Cuddle Weather, which is a coffee-scented one, sea salt sea salt, caramel, and maple, pumpkin roll, and cranberry crumble, new Febreze air fresheners you can pick
up. Okay, is that on the snack food report?
Because it's snack food scented. Oh, okay. Is why. Yeah, that's why I included it. Let's see here. Hello Kitty sweet menu at McDonald's. Tutti Frutti syrup, balls of vanilla dough in the sundae, McClosso, and donuts. You can pick all of those up soon. And let me actually make sure I have time to get to the McDonald's shake because I teased it and I forgot to save it. So we're going to end on Lutz lemonade flavored potato chips. You can pick those up soon. And I'll talk about the milkshake later.
Well, you'll have to in the close because that's it for this Taco Tuesday segment number two. Wrapping it up at 7:40.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from News Radio WGNS with a reminder that you can download the Weatherology app on your phone for the forecast at your fingertips. We can even send weather bulletins directly to your phone. Download the Weatherology app today. It's free in the App Store.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at Holy Hill Chapel, TN.org.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Putting a wrap on the show here at 7:42, the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their virtual annual meeting Saturday, the 16th of August. Not this Saturday, but the next. No, it is this Saturday. Sorry. Register to enter for prizes. You register to say, I'm going to watch the annual meeting, participate, and you could win some big prizes. Submit questions, have them answered, even vote for officers at the MTE office or by phone. MTE.com/annual meeting to find out more. Erin Tucker, today's good neighbor of the day for her professionalism and generosity in dealing with an issue. Someone wrote that in about Erin, and today Erin happens to be the good neighbor of the day. Here from News Radio, WGNS, and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. You can text neighbor to our phone number here or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those good neighbors to us, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up. So we could use your help with that. And don't forget, we'll have that big birthday announcement coming up here around the top of the hour.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, thanks to our friends at Toots for today's dad joke of the day.
Cheater! Just kidding. Sort of. Maybe.
You know, quit working out at the gym. Yeah, things just weren't working out.
Replay.
Quit going to the gym, I think you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit going to the gym. Things aren't working out.
Thank you, Toots. Please don't spit in my burger.
I erased my picture.
I hate to use this word and bring it up like this, but have we gotten a little bit lazy?
They talk about like comic book movie fatigue.
Yeah.
Where the studios are kind of like just phoning it in and audiences are just kind of tired of them. Are we entering into an era of dad joke of the day fatigue?
I mean, have we jumped the shark? I mean, with dad jokes.
I mean Ronald Reagan did one yesterday. That might be jumping the shark.
That was at your behest.
It all started,
I was prepared.
It all started with I don't know. It all started with when we brought in the Siri to do a dad joke of the day, Jimmy Fallon. That's kind of where we started. Like,
well, that was a long time ago.
Well, we've been coasting ever since. We're like the Simpsons.
I just think
we you have any participatory.
I was talking about the show
selection of.
I just think he misunderstood that. I think he thought we were like having a theme, like getting other people to do the jokes. And I think he did that, and he goes, well, Toots had one up on the board. Let's just use theirs. You know, I don't think it was anything. I don't think he was being lazy.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with getting the dad joke from the Toots sign.
I've done it a good place numerous times.
Yes. It was telling us that it came from the Toots sign.
Yeah. I could agree with that. Just don't tell us that you're stealing it.
Well, I have to when it's Toots because it's great.
Well, you could just say, brought to you by Toots. Then we'll think it's commercially, you know, done.
Oh, we should just sell the dad joke of the day to Toots. Have them sponsor it.
Okay, so a couple of things to clear up from snack food and Taco Tuesday talk.
Oh, yes. The new McDonald's milkshake. Turns out they have not announced what flavor it is yet. We know it's blue with a pink whipped cream on top, and it's called the Mount McDonaldland Shake, which is part of a limited time McDonaldland menu. It's blue with pink whipped cream and is expired by the mythical volcano in McDonaldland. It's described as having berry flavors, with the base being blue and the whipped cream being a creamy vanilla. The McDonaldland meal also includes collectible tin with McDonaldland character-themed items like postcards and stickers.
And I'm sad because the Chick-fil-A pimento cheese honey sandwich was end of August through November last year. So it makes me worry.
They're not bringing it back.
Apparently, it was here for two seasons. It says that it's not confirmed, and that would be a travesty. But not a travesty. Our kind of unexpected duets.
I come hither stare.
Elvis.
That strips my conscience bare.
Singing Witchcraft, and we'll go out with Frank Sinatra singing Love Me Tender. See you tomorrow.
Be true. All my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 90 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. And then showers and storms will return Wednesday afternoon, with highs making it into the low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.